Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Are you interested in deepening into moon magic and shamanic journeying? Join me for a turtle journey named for my shamanic drum. Each new and full moon, I offer a free 30-minute call open to everyone. You'll find the call-in number and details about upcoming turtle journeys on the calendar page on my website, in an event in the Shamanic Flow Circle group on Facebook, and in my email newsletter. We'll be gathering next for the new moon in Cancer to journey with a water element animal helping spirit. It's been many months since I recorded a podcast episode. That's not true, actually. I've recorded a few episodes over the months, but I wasn't happy with them and decided not to share them. You see, the thing is, my life has changed dramatically over the past couple of years, and none of what I recorded felt authentic to what my work is evolving into. Nothing I said in those recordings adequately expressed what my shamanic life looks like now, and I wanted it to. Years ago, when I was first starting out as a shamanic Reiki practitioner and teacher, I wrote about change on the About Me page on my website. I'll tell you why I recently revisited it in a few minutes. But when I did, I found that I seemed to have written a challenge to future me, today's me, to commit to working with change. I wrote that we humans are standing at a precipice. The religious, economic, and social beliefs that shaped society through the rise of agriculture, trade, and industrialization are cracking and shaky. I acknowledge that we've used the Earth's resources unsustainably. Climate change-related catastrophes threaten the survival of not only us humans, but countless species we share this planet with. Change is imminent, one way or another. As resistant as we can be to it, we have always known change. The other animals and the plants, the water, the rocks, soil and sand, and the air itself have always known change. Day turns into night and back into day. The tides advance and ebb, summer fades to autumn, and autumn gives way to winter. Winter ends and spring comes. Modern life separates us from the natural cycles of change, and that disconnection keeps us from noticing the ground is crumbling beneath our feet. The practices I share from the modern revival of ancient shamanism and nature-based spirituality offer ways to reconnect. Those practices include shamanic journeying, which is entering into an altered state of consciousness to receive messages from spirit. But the umbrella of modern shamanism also includes herbal medicine, various energy healing modalities, song and chant, movement and dance, and even environmental activism. Armed with these techniques and expanding awareness of what's happening around us, we can feel our way into our place in nature once again. We can breathe with the trees, receiving the oxygen they give and releasing carbon dioxide back to them. We can learn from and be supported by the non-human animals and plants we exist with. We can view the natural cycles as sacred, and therefore open to change as something to be revered rather than feared. A wild holiness we should run right into. Easier written than done, right? The podcast felt stuck in its expression of the old me, but I resisted letting it change with me. What if you don't like what it becomes? What if I'm not done changing yet? Taking another look at what I wrote about change and what is needed in the world today, I figured out that me and the podcast can keep changing to meet those needs. So I'm taking a deep breath and leaping. It'd probably be good to share with you what's been going on to get me here, so at least you'll know where I'm coming from. First, I'm a grandma now, and part of my life includes taking care of an energetic toddler who likes to play outside, rain or shine, and doesn't like to share attention with my work. I love every minute I spend with him. But the time I devote to the ways I serve other beings is much less. I also stopped teaching yoga, due mainly to some physical challenges, but also because I wasn't feeling creative about it anymore. And I've had some concerns about the culture appropriation associated with the practice of yoga in America that I've yet to reconcile. I didn't feel right making up yoga practices that I couldn't physically do myself. And honestly, after 120 plus episodes, it's hard to come up with anything original. So I'm letting that go, at least for now. I hope you'll go back to old episodes for the yoga practices. Since I'm not offering yoga anymore, I'm putting more time into practicing and teaching shamanic Reiki, a fusion of traditional Reiki energy healing and shamanic practices. Earlier this year, I offered the first in-person training since before the pandemic. but I'm continuing the virtual classes and will be scheduling more in the fall. What else? In 2022, I was ordained as an interspiritual minister and have been working on developing a spiritual ecology-focused ministry as a ceremony officiant and speaker. Seminary had the added benefit of reconnecting me with the pagan practices of my younger days. I've been getting involved in the local pagan community, and I've been studying Druidry, which really fits with everything else. Did I mention grad school? I don't think so. I'm a semester into a master's program in ecology, spirituality, and religion. It will take me a while, but the coursework is helping me flesh out my own ideas and beliefs and linking my spiritual practices to my wildlife rehabilitation and biodiversity preservation work. If you don't know, wildlife rehabilitators are volunteers licensed by the state to care for injured and orphaned wildlife until they can be released back into the wild. I mainly care for injured freshwater turtles. Most were hit by cars while nesting. I run a nonprofit turtle rescue and environmental education program, and I'm also on the board of our regional wildlife rehabilitator organization. And in case that wasn't all enough, I'm also one of the new co-leaders of Citizen Climate Lobby's Wildlife Action Team, bridging the gap between wildlife conservation and climate change activism. The team is going to make sure that wildlife gets considered in proposed climate solutions, and that we are spreading the word about the effects of climate change on wildlife. Finally, after having my site hacked last fall, I have a new website up. It's still becoming a better home for my online presence, but it is functional, and that's what counts for now. So future episodes of this podcast will draw on all of that and include practices such as meditations, guided journeys like the one in this episode, energy healing techniques, and actions you can take for the earth, for your well-being, deeper awareness of your interconnection and the well-being of all beings. And now the really exciting part. Twice a month, I will have regular guests contributing to the podcast, and they are amazing people. The second week of the month, Jen of Hot Mess Healing will be joining me to talk about her three passions: jewelry artistry, tarot reading, and playing the ukulele. Jen knows that life isn't always rainbows and unicorns, and sometimes it's just a dumpster fire. Jen is ready to show you how to climb out, but she'll probably jump in with you. The fourth week of the month, Sherry, aka Glitter Witch, will bring you the latest from her herb gardens and apothecary. Sherry looks at herbalism as not just a way to heal humans, but to heal the earth by restoring medicinal native plants to their ecosystems. Sherry is also a kick-ass business consultant, specializing in integrated systems for clinical herbalists, herbal crafters, and other alternative healers to help other herbalists manage their small businesses more effectively in less time. That means more time for plants. So yeah, my shamanic life will be different than it was. But life changes, and there is power in working with change to manifest great things for this world. The guided journey I'm offering next is based on a visualization I have used to get into that wild holiness and become more adaptive. It uses the power of the four elements, earth, water, air, and fire, to change the landscape and you. So I invite you, if you are ready to do so, to settle in for a journey. Some people like to journey sitting up, You may prefer reclining or laying down. However you'd like to journey, make yourself comfortable. And close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. Watch your breath flow in and out, and in and out, and in and out. And with each out breath, relax. Relax your feet and your legs. Relax your hands and your arms. Relax your buttocks and your low back and your mid back and your upper back. Relax your belly and your chest and your throat. Relax your face and your ears and your scalp. Breathe in and out. Breathe in and relax. In a moment, you'll hear the drum beat. When the drum beat changes, it's time to come back. So if you don't stay with my voice, that's okay. Breathe. Relax. Breathe. Relax. And see yourself on a beach by the ocean. The ocean is calm, almost flat. The sand is warm beneath your bare feet. Your feet sink into the sand, so you feel rooted to the spot. Then the sand begins to shift under your feet. It is collapsing in and flowing out towards the ocean. You wobble as you slide along with the sand toward the ocean. Feel the grains of sand giving way, sinking, disappearing into the water. Then you are in the water. You can't stop. Notice how you feel as you slide. Be with the feeling. Drawn out into the calm ocean. And now you are floating, bobbing gently up and down in the surf. The sun shines down on you. You are held buoyant in the small waves. Wave comes along that is bigger, and you feel yourself go higher, then drop deeper, The surf builds and you can only ride the waves. Up and down. You get jostled as the waves arrive unevenly. You hold your breath as water splashes over your face. Notice how you feel. Be with the feelings. Now the air, which was still, becomes a light breeze, blowing you closer to shore. The wind shifts, gets stronger, and you are pushed through the waves parallel to the shoreline. Suddenly, the wind spins up a waterspout near you, a tornado of water. You are drawn into the spinning wind and water. Notice how you feel. Be with the feelings. Lifted into the waterspout, into the center of the tornado. You are not spinning, but the wind and water spin around you. You're moving with the waterspout, riding in it as it carries you toward the shore, but not where you began. Here the forest comes up to the boulders. You see, below you as you are carried in the waterspout, waves crashing into the boulders. You are flying over them toward the trees. When you reach the tree line, the tornado sputters. You drift gently to the forest floor. As you land, you stir up scents of pine needles and cedar. You orient yourself in the direction of the sandy beach where you began. But as you begin to walk, you feel heat behind you. Smoke billows over you, and you turn to see a wildfire raging, burning all that is dead and dry. As the fire approaches, notice how you feel, and be with those feelings. Look around and realize there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide from that hot fire. You stand feet apart, steady, as the fire rushes past you. You are not burning, but you feel what is dead and done in your life burning away. You are letting what doesn't serve you burn up in the hot flames, be transmuted into ash. Notice how you feel as the fire burns all around you. Then the wind changes direction again, and the fire blows away from you, leaving you unharmed. You look down and notice that you are standing on a boulder. Leaf litter and pine needles burned away to reveal the stone beneath your feet. You are still here. You adapted as the earth and the water and the air and the fire shifted and changed you. Changed your path, pulled you off center, batted you around. You are here, rooted to rock, to stone. You are steady. You are solid. You are ready to leave the remains of who you were behind. Notice how you feel. Be with the feeling. Come back to feel your spirit flowing back into your physical body, reanimating you. Take some deep breaths. Move your fingers and toes. Stretch. And if you are reclining or laying down, when you are ready, sit up. Open your eyes. This might be a good time to do a little bit of journaling about your experience with the drum. Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.